Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, a friend of the show, KC, from KC and the Sunshine Band. Put on your boogie shoes. You can't even relate to this era.
Huh?
I just love this stuff.
Oh, all right.
Why don't you get excited with me? That would be a great father-son exercise.
Wouldn't it?
Let's just both get excited about something simultaneously.
Well, you don't get excited about the things I get excited about.
Give me one thing you get excited about.
I don't know.
See,
you know the stuff I like. So.
Indians, Eagles, Jason Eady, what?
About it.
Pillows.
My cat.
Blankets.
Did you see my new Nettie Harris picture I posted?
No, I'm tired of Nettie Harris. No offense.
I love Nettie Harris.
But they're the same.
No, they're not. She's got a lot of looks. She's got a lot of poses.
Does she have personality?
Oh, she has an unbelievable personality.
Really?
Yes. She's a fantastic cat. She doesn't get on the other cats. She's the only one that doesn't pester the other cats. All three of them pester each other except for her.
Huh.
She's fantastic.
I'll go ahead and take your word for it.
I've taught her well.
Can I share some somewhat exciting news?
Yes.
We finally, League 42 today, received official approval from the Jackie Robinson family and from the corporation that represents Jackie Robinson's image to complete a sculpture of Jackie Robinson that we're going to put up at our complex and the city's complex at McAdams Park sometime in the near future once we can get our sculptor, who, by the way, is John Parsons from Derby, guy I grew up with and have known for
one of your people
years and years and years. A life-size sculpture of Jackie Robinson. Now we just have to raise the money to make it happen. But the city is going to, as part of their beautification of 17th Street, a project that's going to start late summer, early fall this year, they're going to put up a stand. They're going to illuminate the statue, and we think it'll be a real landmark in Wichita.
Sounds very exciting. How much have you dealt over the years with Rachel Robinson? Have you contacted?
Got permission from the family when we named the league, and we've been dealing with this issue for quite some time.
It's amazing that she's still alive and as active as she is.
I dealt mostly with her daughter Sharon, and that's who John Parsons has dealt with. But we needed Rachel's approval, and John had to revisit his image several times.
Well, I imagine that's important to
yes,
families.
To get it to the point where Rachel Robinson especially signed off on it. It's been a fascinating process because, you know, John's great. John does a lot of work. He's a sculptor. He does work for Cabela's. He's been commissioned to do work all over the place. And the first few renderings were denied. Because Rachel, the widow, the 95, 96-year-old widow, said, I don't think that looks enough like Jackie.
Well, is she?
You know, well, the most recent rendition, John made him smile more. It's a more toothy smile, wide, and she bought it. Isn't
perfect.
That something? That is amazing to me, that the feelings that Rachel Robinson obviously still has for her late husband all these years later. I just find that fascinating and very endearing. And hopefully we can get some members of the Robinson family to come to Wichita when we unveil this statue.
That would be outstanding.
I get so excited about this stuff.
Good. You should.
I should get excited. We've been working on this for a long time. More than a year. It's just been painstaking to have to go through this process. First of all, to find out how to get a hold of Rachel Robinson and someone in the family. Secondly, we had to go through this corporation that is in charge of Jackie Robinson's image, and they have to sign off on it, and that's been an ordeal. So sometime in the near future, we'll get that statue up.
And is it all knowing that that corporation isn't expecting a kickback? Or
no.
Well, very good.
They're good to go. They like the fact that we're honoring Jackie Robinson. And I don't know of any other statues of Jackie Robinson other than the one outside of Dodger Stadium that was recently done, I think, before last season. Am I right about that?
I don't know for sure. I didn't even know there was one.
That one is an action depiction of Jackie sliding into home. This one, he'll be standing tall, carrying a bat with a smile. Can't wait.
That statue at Dodger Stadium was unveiled before the 2017 season.
Before the 2017 season. So it's a couple of years old. But I don't know of any other statues of Jackie Robinson. And this is something that will be a boon for our league to be able to honor this man in such a way, because he's the guiding light of what we're trying to do with League 42. All our kids know about him. We've made sure that when a new kid comes into our league, we've actually got a kid, a 10-year-old kid, whose favorite all-time person is Jackie Robinson.
That's beautiful.
And at some point, we'll get this young man on the show to talk about it, because it's fascinating to me that a 10-year-old would hold Jackie Robinson in such high esteem to the point where he knows everything about him.
Your Jackie Robinson statue, it looks like, will be the 9th.
Well, we'll take it. Where are the others?
There's one in Brooklyn. It looks like there's one maybe at UCLA, Connecticut, where Robinson moved in 1955. And I don't know where all the other ones are, but there's 8 right now.
Well, I'm happy to be number 9.
You should be. That's an impressive accomplishment.
Thank you. These are the conversations that are probably the hardest for you to have, aren't they?
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I can sit down and talk to anybody else.
Because I'm a listener more. Like, okay. And then I'll go and, hey, my dad's
Well, at least you had
a
question or two. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I just feel like I'm over here just rambling.
No, you're good. I like to listen, and then I'll bring stuff up in a month. Oh, how's that statue going?
Thank you. I would appreciate that. It's always good to have someone who will listen. It's always good to have someone who shares some of the excitement.
Of course. And
you know what I mean?
There are a lot of people who do.
So back to the bracket. We've got the Sweet 16. Here's my Elite 8, okay? Duke, Virginia Tech. Wait a minute. This is my Sweet 16. Duke, Virginia Tech, which, dang, I got. LSU, Michigan State, I got.
Yeah, everybody got these.
Gonzaga,
things.
Florida State, I got. Texas Tech, Michigan, I got.
You sure about that?
Yes. Wait a minute, did I pick Buffalo?
Probably.
No. I picked North Carolina, but I picked Kansas. And I picked Houston and Kentucky. And I picked Tennessee and Villanova.
Villanova just got blasted.
Boy, they just got run out of the gym.
It's weird, right?
By Purdue.
Purdue? Tell me the teams you think can win it all still left in this tournament.
All right. Virginia.
Because my 5 are still alive, I think.
Virginia could win it all. Purdue and Tennessee could win. In my opinion, you got a lot. I think I don't think Kentucky can win it all.
I'm not sure, but they were still on my list.
I think UNC or Auburn could win it all. I think Michigan could win it all. I think Gonzaga or Florida State could win it all.
So you think about everybody could
win pretty much. I'm not discounting. I don't think Virginia Tech.
Oregon.
Boy, Oregon.
Oregon can't win it all.
They can't win it all. But
they can't even win their next game.
They have hit a stride, man. Do you understand that?
Right, but I am taking that with a huge grain of salt.
Well, you can take it.
Maybe, in fact, not even a huge grain, multiple grains.
You can take multiple grains.
I don't think there's such a thing as a huge grain.
You can take whatever you want with a multiple grain. My grain tells me that Oregon's a dangerous team.
Who do they play in the next round?
They play Virginia.
Give me points. Give me a.
I'm not going to give you
points. Give me a line.
Just saying to you that I'm not discounting Oregon.
Okay, well, you can't. I am.
They did lose to Oregon State, USC, and UCLA in a three-game losing streak. Since then, however, they've won eight in a row.
Yeah, and they won the Pac-12 tournament. If they had Bol Bol still, they'd really be a threat.
They were completely buried after that three-game losing streak. Nobody gave them a shot to do anything.
They ended up with that kid, Wichita State.
They were 17-12.
Right. They ended up with that kid Wichita State went after, Ihab Amin. Grad transfer, and he's at Oregon now.
He's okay. Peyton Pritchard's a fun player to watch. They're good. They won't win at all. That'd be probably the 16th of the 16 teams remaining, but I'd have a hard time citing the 15th.
Okay.
Who would it be?
What's the question?
See, you don't listen.
Yeah,
are you on Twitter?
No.
No, honestly.
I'm not. I was looking at this email, but it's all good.
Who's emailing you?
Nobody. It was a Joe Posnanski article.
That's what I deal with, folks. He's looking
just
at Joe
the
Posnanski articles.
Just ask.
Not listening to me.
What's the question?
Nothing.
Who's the Tommy, what was the question?
Tommy's not listening
who's
either.
The 15th?
But it's okay if he doesn't listen. He's not bantering with me on the
My
show.
My bad. You know I'm bad with focus.
I so deserve better.
Tommy, come host the last
Max,
2 minutes of
Max,
the show.
Max, answer this question for me, Max. Do I deserve better? Max isn't listening either. What is going on around
My
here?
My bad.
I sit here every day pouring out my heart and soul.
I honestly thought we were wrapping it up, so it's on me.
Heart and soul every day. The listeners understand that.
Of course.
They hear it in my voice. They can perceive the passion that goes into this.
They know.
I've been told numerous times, how do you keep that energy?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, all the time. For an old guy, the energy is amazing.
Why, and this can't be answered in the final minute of the show, why is what other people think about you so important?
I don't say it to say that it's important. I just say it.
But even if they said it, why share it is my question.
We're talking about my passion.
Okay. I heard, go ahead.
That's what they say, not what I say.
Of course.
What did you start to say?
No, I just heard you spoke to Rose Hill. How long ago was that?
Rose Hill?
Matthew
Three
Browning's
months
club.
Ago.
Really? Okay, well, he was talking to me about it when I saw him.
Apparently, it made an impression. What did he say?
He said you were fantastic.
Did he really say
said
that?
You had a lot of passion.
Thank you. He's add him to the list.
Of course.
I go back to Derby to speak on May 1st.
That'll be exciting. No one asked me to speak, but I've got a
Why
lot to
say. Why would they? Listen to
I've got
to
a
you.
Lot to say.
You students need to do better writing.
I'd like to be...
I mean, there's nothing there.
I'd like to be a guest on someone's podcast, and I'd like to go talk to groups.
Who would have you as a guest
like
on a podcast?
I'd like to speak to groups. Oh, I'd be good in that setting. I was on podcasts with Jason Powell of ProWrestling.net and Will Pruitt.
We'll be back in a moment to wrap this baby up. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.